Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've come here today to offer the hand of American leadership and friendship to any nation in this assembly that is willing to join us in forging a safer, more prosperous world. And it's a world that we'll be much happier with, a dramatically better future is within our reach. But to get there, we must reject the failed approaches of the past and work together to confront some of the greatest threats in history.
President Trump addressing the United Nations yesterday in true Trumpian fashion. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, and Trump really hammered on the UN. He hammered on a lot of countries. He told it exactly like it was, like I said, in his own style. And these words are worth repeating many, many times over. We'll have more clips. We'll dig into it deeper. I also want to comment on Jimmy Kimmel and Nitwits. Kimmel's and Nitwits. Kimmel's yes. And Nitwits. That would be Jimmy Kimmel and anybody who thinks he's the least bit entertaining. Mm. They don't. Nobody's watching. But he sure is getting a significant amount of coverage, isn't he? I want to remind you as well, 7:35, we're going to connect with our friend Dr. John Littell, and talk about the Tylenol controversy, quote unquote, if you will, and acetaminophen and any possible links with being pregnant, taking acetaminophen, and the possibility of some link in some way, shape, or form to autism. We'll get his input and take on that coming up. But this Jimmy Kimmel, first of all, he's a bozo. And I don't give a rat's rear end what happens to him and his career. I really don't. I really don't have the energy to give away to a bozo like him. Look, yeah, he's been successful in terms of making a lot of money, and at some point I am sure that he had some level of talent. He has not demonstrated that in many years. He, like so many other quote-unquote entertainers, decided they were going to become political activists. And ever since then, their talent began to kind of fade away. Certainly, they had no sense of humor. How can you be? If you're promoting a lefty agenda.
If you're pushing
a lefty agenda.
Yes.
Let's talk about you're sitting in a meeting with other writers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got to come up with bits.
Yes.
You know, because it is Kimmel and bits. So you got to come up with these bits, and you're sitting around with the writers going, hey, I know there's a good joke in here somewhere. You know how they're mutilating kids that are minors, you know, and swapping body parts like they're a Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, it'll be
come
hilarious.
On, man. We got something there.
It'll be hilarious.
But wait. We're on the side of that being a good thing.
Oh.
Still, come on. You guys can find something funny about that, right? Let's destroy a kid physically, emotionally, physiologically for the rest of their lives. Let's change them in a way that they can never truly return to anything that they were before. There's got to be some material there. That's the kind of idiot we're dealing with. And he's not the only one, but he's the one we're talking about today. And like I said, bless his heart, some would say. I say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He'll get his. He was never fired, by the way. Some kind of jumped the gun on that. I didn't. I said he was suspended. That's what the deal was. I said, look, they'll figure this out. to whose advantage, I don't know. But according to the New York Post, a defiant and emotional Jimmy Kimmel failed yet again to apologize for his false and inflammatory comments about Charlie Kirk's assassination when he returned to the air late last night. Kimmel attempted, apparently, to clarify his past assertion that Kirk's alleged killer, Tyler Robinson, was likely affiliated with the MAGA movement, and teared up while praising the conservative activist's wife, Erica Kirk. Oh, he teared up.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of a murder of a young man? Yes, you tried to make a bit out of it.
Why go there? You know?
Because he's a lefty idiot.
Exactly. Answered the question.
He said, I don't think there's anything funny about it. Yeah, really, Sherlock? Mm-hmm. And when did you figure that out? When you were going through your rehearsals, when you were going through some pre-taping, when you were going through the meetings with the writers, when exactly did you figure out that there wasn't anything funny about it? And nice try.
No.
Yeah. And, he kept getting interrupted because it was so emotionally stirring to this leftist bizarre crowd. They're cheering him. He's getting standing ovations. Jimmy Kimmel's the hero. Okay.
Wow.
He is the hero. Not Charlie Kirk. Right?
He's got to play in the martyr thing the last few days. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
They're treating him like
who was the real martyr?
Exactly.
I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, maybe both.
Some.
And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. No, you don't. You don't get it. You don't get it at all. You're not even close to getting it. He misses the point in so many different ways. Kimmel did not directly apologize for his comments. He went on to say, I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This is a sick person who believes violence is a solution, and it isn't. Oh, no, no. You're a defender of the left. You're a defender of people like Maxine Waters that told crowds, hey, you see those Republicans, you get in their face, whether they're at a gas station or eating dinner.
Yep.
Is that a call for violence? You better stop those ICE agents from doing their job. They have done nothing but try to create an atmosphere where they know that some are going to see that as a call for violence. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on. This is where he really lays it on way too thick. She forgave him, referring to Erica.
Uh-huh.
She forgave him. This is an example we should follow. Has there been any forgiveness at all toward Donald Trump, who have you besmirched, lied about, defamed on almost every single episode of your show?
Uh-huh.
Is there any forgiveness there, especially forgive him for crimes and sins he didn't commit?
Yeah.
Is there any forgiveness there? Of course not. This is an example we should follow. Oh, what you really mean, Jimmy Kimmel, is forgive you. That's what you really
would
mean.
He like some grace and forgiveness.
He
yes.
said, if you believe in the teachings of Jesus.
Got to get deep here,
as
friends.
I do.
Told you.
That's what he said, Jimmy Kimmel. As I do.
It's getting deep.
There it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace. To that I say, how dare you? You sniveling little ant of a man. Really?
Ugh. If he doesn't bug you, I don't know what does.
You're not worthy
of
ever saying Charlie Kirk's name ever again.
No.
What a pile of steaming.
Mm-hmm.
We got to move on now.
Mm, yes, you do.
All right. It is your turn. What's bugging you? Could be that. It could be a bizarre school board vice chair and a ridiculously asinine statement that she made the other day on social media. Could have to do with that. Whatever it is, call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Happy hump day, Trump day, 721. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Gene. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is the use of the term terrorist. We have watered that down so much now. If you're at a school board meeting and you're a parent and you disagree, now you're a domestic terrorist. I think we've redefined that word just like we did the word racism.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying there, but remember that was under the previous administration.
Yes, not we.
We've rectified that situation. Yeah, that was Biden, the auto pen, yep. And all the bozos that worked for the auto pen.
Now, to take that a step farther, one thing that is happening, and we do agree with Trump, Antifa is domestic terrorism.
Absolutely.
If they're burning down your police stations or your libraries, that is terrorism.
Thank you.
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Get your calls in now. We've got open lines. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
I think you said yesterday, or maybe I just was putting words in your mouth. I think Blaze, he needs to investigate Tina Certain because she's the head of that multi-million dollar trust, Alachua County Children's Trust, and see how many white families she actually helped. And I will be really surprised if there's any.
That's a great point. Tina Certain, the same school board member, vice chair, that said these outrageous things about 31-year-old uneducated white boy, referring to Charlie Kirk, also sits on a board of the Alachua Children's Trust that has a budget this year. They don't have the money for it, but a budget that they've approved for $17 million. It's supposed to help out families and children that are in need. Wonder if there's any uneducated white boys that may be in need. Hmm. Are they being overlooked by her?
Makes you think.
Is that something Blaze and Golio would be interested in looking at?
Could be.
Or any other kind of Florida-centered Doge kind of thing? Absolutely. I think that's a great point.
We'll see him tomorrow night.
Yes, we will. And good morning, Chris. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's bugging me is I just think we've moved past critical thinking. It seems like you can't criticize people anymore without being blasted for it. I'm a Trump guy, but I know when he's wrong and when I disagree with him. He was great on tariffs. He's great on how he handled Iran. I disagree on how he handles Israel and immigration. I feel like we should just be able to criticize instead of rooting for our guys like sports teams. It feels like it would lead itself to a more honest conversation. Thanks, y'all.
Well, remember, you know, opinions are, you know, based on maybe thoughts and emotions. Mm-hmm. We try to be truth tellers. We give you the information. Yes, yeah, I have a mind of my own and my own thoughts and theories, and as Greg does as well. And so, yeah, we just try to tell it like it is and let the folks decide. But what Tina Certain said, it goes beyond opinion when you're in a position of power like she is, power right. and influence over children mm-hmm. who may not be able to defend themselves in a conversation, for instance. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they know that. They have the upper hand. That's why we're concerned about indoctrination and things like that. Let's go to Randy. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob, what's up? Hey, the previous call, he's hit it right on the head. There's no way of thinking. And one thing that explains the left is it's an effect. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. If everybody reads on that, it'll explain exactly where the left is and why they're that way. And it'll explain a lot.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is out of the Karl Marx playbook. They call you what they are. That's just one example. 877 975-9825. Get your calls in now. And good morning, Shep. What's bugging you?
Well, nothing really political, but speaking as a retired mechanic and vehicle builder, what's bugging me are people who wouldn't know a camshaft from a spark plug who label us auto mechanics as a bunch of thieves and shysters. And then when you try to explain exactly what you did, why you did it, and why it cost that amount, they give you the deer in the headlights look. That's what's bugging me. See you later.
Yeah.
That's why I always send people to Shep for blinker fluid, because I know he's going to take good care of them.
I don't know. I think he was off on the viscosity of the last stuff he,
really?
He put in. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. But he did keep that Yugo running for like 30 years. Shep, we like to have some fun with you. We know you take it all in stride.
No, but, you know, that is the case with so many industries, and it bugs people who are in whichever industry. Because I know, okay, you call a repair person. They've got to show up. They come in their van. They've got their tools. They've got their experience. You've got their time. They're paying insurance on that vehicle. Yeah, but it was a $10 part you replaced. Yeah, but you're paying for all of that. It all that stuff doesn't come free. So I totally get his point. If you can't do it yourself, and there's things I can't do, I got to pay somebody else to do it.
Why can't AI do it?
Well, then it wouldn't be real.
No. You mean it's...
artificial.
Artificial?
Yeah. It's not real, Bob.
It's like an artificial sweetener?
Yeah.
It tastes sweet.
It's going, but it's not real. It'll probably kill you.
Hey, speaking of what may or may not kill you, Dr. John is going to join us after the break. Looking forward to that. One of the main topics is acetaminophen, Tylenol, and pregnant women. We'll get his take on that coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and it's a happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's a happy Hump Day Trump Day, my friend. 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We'll have an update on a possible double hurricane that could be forming. Yes, I'll share that info with you coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, I'm going to bring in one of our friends, Dr. John Littell, after just seeing a video where women are reacting to Trump's advice about pregnant women and acetaminophen, there's videos going around where they're literally like swallowing the Tylenol, like as an anti-Trump type move. And that's why I want to get the good doctor's opinion. Good morning, Dr. John. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, that's quite interesting. I hadn't heard about that phenomenon among women. I'll have to start looking for Tylenol overdoses in patients now. It's an interesting time. Thanks for inviting me on. I've been taking care of pregnant women and for 35 years, deliver babies for a long time. We do a lot of work with fertility care in our practice and helping women naturally. And so therefore, and of course, I've been working with autistic kids, even in New York, we had a program called Therapeutic Recreation. I was every summer, I'd help with the special needs kids in the schools. And it was a what a great experience it was to prepare me for being a doctor. But all that said, now I have to say I was a bit blindsided by this as well. We've been talking vaccines, right? And autism. And the thought is, you've got what looks to be a perfectly healthy child going through 4, 6, 9, 12 months of age. And then, lo and behold, between 1 and 2 years of age, all of a sudden you see a tremendous arrest of development, all right, which then turns into the autism diagnosis. And everyone that has an autistic child or knows one knows exactly that's how it works, right? They're rolling over, they're doing normal things, and then they stop doing normal things. Well, it is kind of stretching a little bit the brain in pregnancy for a headache. A couple of times could do anything to that baby. And quite honestly, that's not what they are at all saying. So there's been some tremendous misinterpretations of the whole Tylenol thing. The reality is, and I haven't had this, I haven't had women who've had to take Tylenol for weeks on end during pregnancy that I've cared for. But they're talking about higher than usual exposures to acetaminophen or Tylenol. And here's the rub. It's not just that in and of itself. It somehow is related to the metabolism of folic acid, folate. I'm sure you heard a little bit about folic acid in the conference and the fact that they were using a medication, possibly leucovorin, which is related to folic acid, to possibly reverse some of the neurological damage that was done to these children.
Right.
So it's complicated because, a woman taking 2 Tylenol for a headache at, 5 months of pregnancy or 2 months or 9 months is not going to affect that child. I'm 100% confident of that. We're wondering if daily exposure to acetaminophen interferes with the ability of folic acid to get into the developing nervous system. Let me talk just a second about why folic acid is so important. The whole idea of women taking folic acid really came into play in the 1960s when they realized that spina bifida and other what are called neural tube defects, developments of the nervous system in the baby, were caused by deficiencies of folic acid in women. All right, so that's why the prenatal vitamins that women take are very high in folic acid. And we can go on and on about what's happened in our diets, right? And that's that to deplete women of vitamins and other things that have happened, women and men both. So we're looking closely at that area of the development of the nervous system of the child within the womb and afterwards. And there is evidence, scientific evidence, that acetaminophen somehow interferes with folic acid metabolism taken on a daily basis. Then the second part of that is it also related to whether you're giving the child Tylenol, every time they have a fever? And I say to people, don't treat fever because fever is your friend in children, except in the first 6 weeks of life with a baby, your brand new babies. After 6 weeks, fever is your friend. Fever is your immune system fighting the infection, the same way we talked about COVID all that time, right? Get the infection, get over the infection, let your immune system be healthy. So I would have to say there's probably an overuse of Tylenol in some populations, but dang it, the research should be pretty simple. To me, you could just do a retrospective analysis of every autistic child out there. I'm going to start doing it with my population in my own practice and ask those moms, do you remember consuming Tylenol, on a daily basis during pregnancy? I don't think has even been done yet. That's an easy scientific analysis that could be done.
Yeah, but then, doctor, you know, of course, you know, there's so many variables. What if the person, actually, their diet was very rich in folic acid, they were taking prenatals, maybe they overcame the high doses of Tylenol, but other women who are already deficient, maybe those are the ones that would suffer. But at the end of the day, what advice would you give, say, you know, advice to me? It sounds like you're saying, hey, look, if you really need it, if you really have, you know, headache and Tylenol seems to be the only thing that remedies that, you know, cautiously you could use it, but avoid it if you can. Is that good information?
Yeah, well, and the reason to say it that way is because we've been saying for decades that ibuprofen and the leaves and the naproxen, we try to avoid during pregnancy because they interfere with the development of other chemical prostaglandins that are important for the baby's development. So for decades, we have been telling women who are pregnant to avoid the use of aspirin, ibuprofen, naproxen, they call them NSAIDs, and stay with the acetaminophen because it is, quote unquote, safer. If you need it sporadically, even Jay Bhattacharya, the head of NIH, who I know well, and then, of course, others have said that they're not trying to tell people to stop taking Tylenol. They're looking at a pattern of taking it regularly. But it still doesn't exclude the culpability of the vaccine industry. I'm still going to go with the fact that the overwhelming number of vaccines we give kids at different ages, 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 months, 7 shots at a time or 7 different vaccines at a time with 2 shots, yeah, that's just too much for their nervous system and their immunological systems to handle. So I'm still going to look at that. I'm still putting that at the top of my list, but there's other environmental, nutritional factors. So, yeah, a lot going on there. At least we're asking the questions. I thought it was an embarrassing moment for Donald Trump to have to answer scientific and medical questions.
Yeah.
That really should not have happened.
Yeah, I felt a level of discomfort there as well. I can only imagine you being a trained physician for so many years and your take on it. That, Dr. John, that's why we always like to connect with you and get the real deal. And we always appreciate the information.
You got it. And listen, it's about the First Lady. Greg was telling me about the whole nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
That took me back to Cornell 1970s and Whippets. does that ring a bell with any of you guys?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, these smart dudes at Cornell, when I went there, I'm this naive, you know, red, white, and blue, you know, all-American kid kind of naivist. And these kids were doing what they call Whippets. They were taking whipped cream canister cartridges of nitrous oxide, and it was all over the dormitories in the 70s. It's laughing gas. Kids got a high on it quickly. They would talk with a high-pitched voice and all that stuff. It was cute, but it was really, I mean, whoever thought of it is crazy to me that they're depleting their brain of oxygen. Here you got Cornell. These are supposed to be smart kids. But anyway, that's what the First Lady was, DeSantis is talking about. You know, these things are out there in the general public, and the laughing you might have heard about nitrous oxide in the news. Yeah, I think it's worth looking at, and these kids don't know what they're doing to their brains, which is usually the case with kids.
Well, it's the same kids that are going to vape shops. That's where they're finding it. So I guess they're not all that concerned about perhaps maybe what they're inhaling to begin with.
There you go. Right. It's just I'm a big conspiracy theorist. I feel like this attack on our youth is orchestrated by someone who knows darn well what they're doing. I'm glad that we're trying to nip some of these things, or not so much in the bud, or at least addressing them publicly. So, yeah, Tylenol is not arch enemy number one. There's a lot of worse enemies out there than Tylenol. Let me just leave that as a closing message. We got a lot more work to do addressing a lot of other harms for our children and pregnant women and the autism. I think we're starting to ask the questions. I think we're going to get some answers if we just press and start doing these analyses like I suggested.
Well, we love our healers. We love you, Dr. John. Keep up the good work, my friend.
All right. You too. Always appreciate having a voice. God bless. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. John Littell has his own practice, and he has been with us since the very, very beginnings of COVID, just as calling in, lending information, and he was just right.
Yeah,
on
so many things.
Everything.
Yes.
So that's why we have this great and strong connection, and we appreciate it very much. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's 7:45. Good morning and welcome. Coming up next, I'll give you the latest update. Are we talking about the possibility of 2 hurricanes forming in the next few days?
Stop it.
No, I got to share the info with you next. You decide for yourself, of course, on 97.3 The Sky. I like it when hurricane season kind of goes into hibernation. And, you know.
I thought it was.
Well, we've been very fortunate here. Knock on wood for Micah, whatever it is.
Yeah,
good morning and welcome. 751, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And a Radiant Credit Union tropical weather update. It's like, Bob, what tropical weather? Well, yes, unless you're traveling to the Azores anytime soon, Gabrielle will not be a threat to you, okay? But there's two other things that are stirring up right now. I mean, one of them is, you know, pretty close to Florida right now. Let's start with the one that's further out in the Atlantic. Disturbance number one, 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. This thing's about 700 miles east of the Leeward Islands, continues to show signs of organization. The one we're more concerned with, especially the proximity to Florida and the time constraints of what we would have to make ready. Disturbance number two has an 80% chance of cyclone formation in the next 7 days. And thunderstorms, gusty winds across much of the windward Leeward Islands. The waves expect to move west, northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Heavy rainfall, Dominican Republic, that area, et cetera. And, but if this thing grows in intensity, it could be a threat to the Florida coast. And that's why we're talking about it right now. We appreciate our friends at Radiant Credit Union for sponsoring that tropical weather update. We'll continue to keep an eye on it. Obviously, you know, we'll have a much better idea, say, on Friday, what kind of threat that it poses. But, you know, should it become a real threat, we're not going to have a lot of time.
Wow.
Because it's if it does form the way they think it might, and it's still very much a might, but it's high probability it's going to be at least something.
Well, because we've all kind of gotten a little passive at this point. You know, we haven't seen anything. It's been a quiet season, but here we are at the end.
I am rooting for a tropical depression that'll come and be a big rainmaker.
Yes.
For us, not in South Florida. They've had plenty.
Give it to
the rest of the state. Mm-hmm. We need it in North Florida, North Central Florida. So, yeah, that's what I'm kind of wishing and hoping for. But we'll keep an eye on it no matter what because that's what we do. You know, we were talking to our friend Dr. John earlier about the, well, if you want to call it a controversy or whatever, but information coming out relating to Tylenol, acetaminophen, and pregnant women. I thought he explained it extremely well, as he typically does. And I want to remind you that if you missed it, and we know you're busy, we want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Great, great information there. And, of course, you know, as soon as President Trump talked about this and made an announcement, and it's one of his shortcomings is getting involved in something that has real medical applications because that's not his area of expertise. And so he made many people kind of uncomfortable with the way he presented some of this material. And Dr. John gave us a much clearer, better, you know, presentation on that. But you've already got these women reacting, these leftists, and who knows what they're really doing, but some pregnant liberal women are posting videos of themselves downing acetaminophen, like gobbling it down, following the Make America Healthy Again announcement on Monday, in which President Donald Trump recommended pregnant women limit intake of the drug due to possible associations with an increased risk of autism. And again, Dr. John, you know, he really explained it in a way we've known for years that if you don't have enough of folic acid, you increase the chances that you could have some kind of a birth defect. So the wonderment is, acetaminophen, is it reacting in some way? Is it doing its own sort of depletion of the folic acid? That's kind of one of the areas of concern. So and again, gave us great information. He said, look, you know, there's no reason to give the kid Tylenol to reduce fever. Fever's your friend, he said, after 6 weeks. You know, first 6 weeks are different. Anything is, you got to pay close attention to.
And we've talked about this before. We've just become such an over-medicated society in America. I mean, we just got a pill.
Speak for me.
Me for Bob, yes. We got a pill for everything, and that's kind of our answer, as opposed to, we've talked about that. living a healthy life versus not needing all the meds if we actually just made some good decisions.
Yeah, excuse me just a minute.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Little nitrous. Nitrous oxide.
And we wonder why Bob goes to the dentist quite as often as he does. Or do we?
I really love my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Thank you for the
addition. And he's always so happy after the fact.
Yeah, they cut me off last time.
Yeah, did they really? Well, you know, there's limits.
Now, nitrous oxide, I joke about it a little bit, but apparently it's becoming a serious issue where younger people are getting a hold of it. And, of course, kids don't know moderation. Yeah. Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to talk to us, and I'll bet you that she'll mention a certain school board member as part of her.
Certain?
That's what you heard me.
I heard you.
That's coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.